KPBS On Demand is supported by Rug Expo. For over 30 years, Rug Expo has served San Diego. Family-owned and locally operated, offering a large selection of rugs sourced from around the world, providing cleaning, repair, and appraisal services to care for your investment. Learn more at rugexposd.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Tuesday, April 21st. A San Diego-based destroyer fired on an Iranian cargo ship. More on that next, but first, the headlines. A study from UC San Diego's School of Medicine looked at more than 11,000 teens and found that cannabis use led to slower gains in areas like focus, memory, and processing speed. UCSD's Adolescent Brain Cognitive Study is said to be the largest long-term study of brain development of young people in the U.S. Lead author of the study, Assistant Professor Natasha Wade, says the differences might seem marginal at first, but can add up in ways that affect learning and everyday functioning. The study found that different components of cannabis also led to different results. Teens with evidence of THC exposure, the main intoxicating ingredient in cannabis, showed worse memory over time than those with evidence of just CBD. Wade says that the study's results prove that delaying cannabis use supports healthy brain development, as adolescence is a critical time for the brain to develop. As first reported by the Union Tribune, the median home price for a single-family home in San Diego dropped slightly in February. Overall sales increased. Adam Data Solutions says the median home price for February was $872,000, which is a 1.5% drop from this past January. And 1 month before that, in December, the number of homes sold in San Diego County was the lowest in a single month for 35 years. The total number sold was 1,615. Redfin Data Center says that homes are also taking longer to sell. 46% of homes in the county were sold within 2 weeks, which is also down from the year prior. Forecasters are predicting mild and partly sunny weather for the first half of the week, and then cooler, breezier conditions are anticipated by the weekend. Our coastal areas will land in the upper 60s. Inland valleys should see cooler and cloudier weather starting today. And a cool weather marine layer is expected across our mountain and desert regions. The National Weather Service says that Wednesday looks to be the coolest day of the week, with highs 5 to 10 degrees below normal for this time of year. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating, and Air Flood and Restoration Services. Family-owned and operated for over 46 years, Bilhau has been serving San Diego homeowners with home services since 1980. Bilhau's full-service team offers heating and air solutions along with dedicated flood and restoration services and an expert plumbing team. Their trained professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to respond to both routine needs and unexpected emergencies. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent communication, transparent pricing, and quality workmanship on every job. Appointments can be scheduled by phone, online, or through live chat at their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhow.com, because we know how.
The U.S. Navy continues to enforce a blockade of Iranian ports. On Sunday, a San Diego-based destroyer fired on an Iranian cargo ship attempting to run the blockade. Military reporter Andrew Dyer has details of this rare ship-to-ship engagement.
Moto Vesotoska, vacate your engine room.
A radio message from the destroyer USS Spruance warns the MV Tauska it will be fired upon.
We're prepared to subject you to disabling fire.
After some final warnings from the ship's horn, the Spruance fires its 5-inch gun.
There weren't explosive rounds. They were rounds that were intended to disable the merchant ship.
Brad Martin served 30 years in the Navy as a surface warfare officer. Now a senior researcher at the RAND Corporation, he says ship-to-ship combat is rare.
Conventional naval warfare is not something that we've done in a long time.
The Pentagon says after the cargo ship was disabled, Marines boarded and seized the vessel. The Spruance deployed to the Middle East in January with the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln. Two of the 10 destroyers in the region are based in San Diego. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
The The Imperial County Sheriff's Office has arrested a 22-year-old from El Centro for threatening a local data center developer. Reporter Corey Suzuki has more.
In a statement Friday, county officials alleged the resident made explicit threats of violence against the developer in an anonymous post on Facebook. County officials didn't specify what those threats were and did not respond to questions. The arrest comes amid heated resistance to a massive AI data center complex planned in the center of the Imperial Valley. Dennis Morita is the city manager of Imperial, which is suing the county over the project. At a community town hall last week, Morita said residents should discourage anyone from resorting to violence.
Should you have a conversation with somebody, you would consider that as a strategy. I would encourage you to encourage them to engage as you have all seen fit to do tonight.
The rapid expansion of the AI industry has drawn intense and growing backlash across the country, including some acts of violence. Earlier this month, someone fired shots at the door of a city council member in Indiana. Days later, a man threw a Molotov cocktail at the home of OpenAI CEO Sam Altman in San Francisco. Corey Suzuki, KPBS News.
Hundreds of artists, activists, and cultural leaders gathered at Civic Center Plaza outside City Hall yesterday to protest Mayor Todd Gloria's proposed near elimination of arts and culture findings from the city budget. Arts reporter Julia Dixon Evans says community leaders call the cuts disproportionate.
Arts leaders say the proposed budget slashes arts funding by $11.8 million, an 85% reduction. Impacted organizations include Comic-Con, San Diego Pride, and many museums, performing arts groups, and cultural centers. Ana Hernandez of Centro Cultural de la Raza says this is especially troubling when paired with public safety increases.
There is evidence nationwide that ballooning police and carceral systems budgets are making us less and less safe. There is also powerful evidence that investing in arts and culture is a public safety strategy. It is a public health strategy.
Next month, the mayor will present a revised budget for a council vote. Julia Dixon Evans, KPBS News.
And in more news relating to Mayor Todd Gloria's proposed budget cuts for next year, education reporter Katie Anastas says youth advocates are asking city leaders to preserve funding for libraries, parks, and recreation centers.
Mayor Todd Gloria presented his budget proposal to the San Diego City Council on Monday. He says inflation, infrastructure needs, and slow revenue growth have led to a $118 million deficit. He says all city departments will face cuts to fill that gap.
These decisions are not easy, and they will have impacts on all of us, but they are necessary to protect core services and meet our legal obligation to pass a balanced budget.
The proposal cuts operating hours and staff in both the library and parks and recreation departments. It also eliminates the Office of Child and Youth Success. That office advocates for youth and families in city planning and seeks grants to support the city's youth programs. Advocates spoke against those cuts. Patrick Stewart is CEO of the Library Foundation.
For many families across San Diego, especially those with the fewest resources, these spaces are essential lifelines.
The City Council will hold budget review committee hearings the first week of May. Gloria will release a revised budget proposal in mid-May. The City Council is expected to adopt a final budget in June. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
La Jolla Playhouse's annual WOW or Without Walls Festival returns to the UC San Diego campus for the third year. It's a four-day celebration of immersive, interactive, innovative, and site-specific art experiences. Arts reporter Beth Accomando previews the festival.
Artists embrace La Jolla Playhouse's Without Walls or WOW Festival, and for good reasons.
WOW is a unicorn.
Oh, I think WOW is a very beautiful festival.
I call it the Sundance of immersive theater.
WOW is something else, and it's something extraordinary.
WOW has built a platform for some of the most unique and interesting artists in the world.
And so there really aren't a lot of opportunities like this.
That's Karen Castelletti of Enemies of Time.
In the Without Walls Festival in particular, we see a really beautiful and somewhat unusual investment by a traditional arts venue in a more emerging field of immersive theater, experimental theater.
Enemies of Time is ambitiously bringing two shows to WOW this year. Molly Went Missing, an interactive ghost story, is already sold out. But you can still attend their other show, says Lyra Levin.
Her other show is a self-paced walking adventure called Message in a Bobble. And so you start the adventure by finding a bobble machine that an emerging sentience has been caught in, and they need your help.
Michael Feldman is another enemy, aka member, in the company.
You get to text back and forth with these characters, and you end up in the middle of a debate between them. And so you get to make choices, and those choices matter and affect the story and affect the way that things move forward.
San Diego artist Casey Hall Landers tackles the challenges of living with disability.
Get up.
My Body's Wake is a tender exploration of disability through multimedia, live violin, dance, and body painting. It is a love letter to our disabled community and invites you in to witness our resilience, our dark humor, and our joy.
Hall Landers became disabled while in the Tisch dance program.
I could no longer continue with the rigorous technique classes, but still wanted to perform and still wanted to dance. And dance was still my salvation for my body, to find comfort in ways that pedestrian movement was actually causing pain.
My Body's Wake is an accessibility-driven show.
For a flood of awareness into access.
So access is integrated into the artistic practice and design elements, as well as front of house and production.
Noah Barenkin of Drummatics is also from San Diego.
We're bringing rhythm delivered to the WOW Festival, and it is all that creative exploration of rhythm and how it can be found and made through our bodies, found items, and different other instruments. Combining anything percussive with tap was a natural outlet for me. I like DIY, I like technology, I like engineering, invention, and so that also is included in my creation for Rhythm Delivered.
One of the international artists at WOW is Josette Lepine, half of the Kif Kif sisters.
Jump Side Up is about two twin sisters, which we also, it's our real relationship. The game is to make a show out of nothing, out of household objects.
Her show is outdoors at Warren Mall, a public space where anything can happen.
We can have all sort of stuff happening also. Like one day we had a bird coming on the stage and taking a prop and going away with it. So you have to experience it with the people and play.
It's a show about joyful play and how joy can bring people together. Sandra Portel-Andreu will also be outdoors by the Stewart Collection's Bear.
Terra Firma essentially translates to land signatures, and it's a site-specific performance and also a community activation that centers on memory, land, and our relationship to home.
The community activation involves a time capsule that audiences can contribute to. And to bring the festival to a fitting conclusion, you can check out the Tea Party at the End of the World, created by Jessica Crean.
Have I thanked you yet for coming to this Tea Party at the End of the World?
My show is called Tea Party at the End of the World, and it is an interactive tea party where a small audience comes together and we drink loose leaf teas, we talk about tea, we also talk about death and the end of the world and what the scale of the end of the world means to us, from polar to personal.
There are two things happening right now. One of them is this tea party, and the other is the heat death of the universe and the subsequent obliteration of all matter. And there's no way that this tea party is going to be more intense than universe-wide maximum entropy.
I hope that whets your appetite to venture outside the traditional bounds of theater for your chance to be wowed. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating, and Air Flood and Restoration Services. Family-owned and operated for over 46 years, Bilhau has been serving San Diego homeowners with home services since 1980. Bilhau's full-service team offers heating and air solutions along with dedicated flood and restoration services and an expert plumbing team. Their trained professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to respond to both routine needs and unexpected emergencies. Bill Howe is committed to providing excellent communication, transparent pricing, and quality workmanship on every job. Appointments can be scheduled by phone, online, or through live chat at their website. Call 1-800-BILL-HOWE or visit billhowe.com. Because we know how.